Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Joe. 909, making our way through this Tuesday morning, joined by our friend Kelly Schultz, Senior Vice President of Communication and Public Relations for New Orleans & Company. How you doing, Kelly?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. How are you?
Kelly, I remember when you were just a girl from Chalmette. You remember those days?
I'm still a girl from Chalmette.
No, you're not.
We've been talking for a long time.
We have. Let's talk about the, how's everything at New Orleans & Company, first of all?
Things are good. We've got a lot going on, and in 2 days, we're actually launching the 5th annual NOLA by NOLA, the music festival that we started during the COVID years, and it keeps growing and expanding every year. And we've also got this amazing culinary event that we just secured for next year.
Let me talk about NOLA by NOLA first for people that know of it but don't know about it, Christy. Kelly, I'm sorry, too many K's.
Sure. So if you think back to the 2021 when the COVID pandemic was kind of going on, and there was a period of time and we were supposed to have Jazz Fest in October, and it became clear that it wasn't safe to have large gatherings at that point. And so Sid Greenbaum and New Orleans & Company and a number of our partners got together and said, why don't we find a way to still support musicians during this time and get people into the music clubs, but do it in smaller, safer, more intimate venues? And from that idea, NOLA by NOLA was born. So it's New Orleanians helping New Orleanians. And it became, you know, a 10-day period where they had dozens of shows at music clubs around the city. And it started as something in response to COVID, but it's become so popular. We are now doing it for our 5th time. It's become part of our annual fall calendar. So it kicks off Thursday. It's 10 days of music shows, all kinds of special events. And it's really like every neighborhood, every genre. Only in New Orleans could we pull this off. It's really an amazing thing to see how much it's grown.
Only in New Orleans could you have Big Frida with the Louisiana Philharmonic.
Exactly.
That I am.
You know,
go ahead.
One of the beautiful things about this, too, is that the musicians weren't looking at each other as competitors. The music clubs were not looking at each other as competitors. Everyone was promoting everyone to say, this is a really tough time. We have to support each other, and we have to bring work to these musicians and to all of the people who make their living in the hospitality industry and the music industry. So, you know, Sig and the team have really grown this event. Lots of great information on our website, neworleans.com, and also you can see all the shows and events that are happening over the next 10 days or so.
So somebody coordinates all of this, Kelly, and puts it all together. And I guess the next question after that would be, how big could this get?
Well, you know, we definitely would like to see it become a staple of our fall calendar. Mm-hmm. And it has been, fortunately, for the past 5 years. So SIG and the team in New Orleans and company, this is so much fun for us to promote and market. And we've got some ads running all over the country right now touting reasons to visit New Orleans this fall. And NOLA by NOLA is certainly one of those reasons. So we want to keep it up. And it's really a fun thing to promote. But it's really about people getting out. And not just visitors, Tommy. I mean, this is something that locals can enjoy mm-hmm. as well. So every neighborhood, every type of music, incredible talent. It's all part of NOLA by NOLA, and we love being a part of it.
And it is getting some out of town attention, right, Kelly?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we bring in journalists and out of town visitors. We promote it to out of town visitors. We've got advertising running throughout different states. So we definitely want people to come in and make a weekend or make a week out of it.
I love something like that that starts, I guess a serendipitous start to it where you didn't really know what you were doing, but you had no idea that it could evolve into this. Did you at the time?
No, I mean, we did it as an immediate response to the ongoing COVID pandemic as a way to support musicians. And it's become an annual tradition. So I think that's one of the many ways that New Orleanians are innovative and resilient. I know sometimes we hate that word resilient, mm-hmm. but this is a really innovative program that has taken off. And it's now part of every late September, early October, and then throughout the month of October, we celebrate Music Month. So October gives us another sort of marketing opportunity to really highlight New Orleans musicians and opportunities to support them.
I don't hate resilient. When did that become pejorative?
Well, sometimes, you know, when we had the Katrina 20th anniversary, mm-hmm. there were some folks that were like, "Ugh, I wish we didn't have reasons to keep being resilient," mm-hmm. you know? But it's an okay word, I think.
Well, let me talk to you in Chalmette for a little bit, if I may. Bruh, there's always going to be something to overcome, right? I mean, that's life. So I don't know why resilience is bad. It's not what you achieve. It's what you overcome. And there's always going to be something to overcome. Let's talk about the Bocas d'Or. And I hope I don't hurt myself with this. Coupe du Monde de la Pâtisserie. Close?
Yes, very good. Basically, it's the Pastry World Cup. So this is something that we secured in 2024. And New Orleans was the first city in the country, in North America, actually, to host this event. This is, Tommy, they call this the Culinary Olympics, and it is extremely prestigious. Chefs from all over the world compete to earn their spot in the Bocuse d'Or, which is basically an extremely elite cooking competition, and then the Pastry World Cup, which is the same competition for pastry chefs from around the world. So we convinced them to come to New Orleans in the summer of 2024. They did. They had such a good experience that they announced yesterday that they're going to be returning to New Orleans for Bocuse d'Or and Pastry World Cup in the summer of 2026. So this is a really big deal in the culinary world, and it's a big honor to have these famous chefs and competitors from all over the world coming here. And next year, it's going to coincide with the Louisiana Restaurant Association showcase that they have every summer. So they get about 6,000 people who participate in their show, and it'll be all happening at the same time as Bocuse and Pastry World Cup.
I believe Florence Pugh did a movie, We Live in Time, that's related to that. Did she not? Do you know about that movie?
I'm not sure. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure because there's something going on, and they try to become involved in that or whatever. That's not the point. Is this something that people can get involved with, Kelly, or is it just for the chef world?
No, people can absolutely purchase tickets. We haven't yet put out ticket information, but we will. I'll tell you, I had a chance to go to this in 2024, and it is really intense. I mean, it is a serious competition. When they said, you know, it's the Culinary Olympics, I wasn't really sure what that meant, and I had the honor of witnessing the announcement of the winners. And in 2024, the Americas, so this is the Americas selection. Mm-hmm. So teams from North and South America compete in New Orleans. And if they win here, they have a chance to compete in the finals, which happens in January in France. So I witnessed the winning team of the Pastry World Cup last year, which happened to be from Argentina. And you have grown men who are the chefs who are honored, and they're weeping and they're playing their national anthem. And it's really this solemn beautiful moment, very much like what you see at an Olympic Games. Mm-hmm. But it's for the culinary world. And so, yes, it is something that we will be selling tickets open to the public, and it's really worth seeing. And I'll tell you, what these pastry chefs create, they are, it doesn't even look like food. Mm. I mean, it is just these exquisite works of art that are on display throughout the competition. It's definitely worth seeing. And for us, you know, to be able to say of all the great culinary cities in the Americas, for New Orleans to host this is a big deal.
And they bring cheering sections with them, right? People actually cheer on the different teams?
They do. You know, the competitors bring their family and friends, and there's this great energy. This all takes place at the Montreal Convention Center. There's this unbelievable energy, and their family and friends are cheering them on, and they're waving the flags from their countries. And again, the food that they prepare, there's a judging panel, a jury who selects the winners. And we also have an opportunity to have our local chef community participate. So last year we had Emeril and EJ Lagasse. We had Alon Shaya, Nina Compton, Frank Brightson, some incredible New Orleans talent who were part of the competition as well. And they worked with these international chefs to infuse Louisiana cuisine into what they were preparing. So it was really fun to see these chefs from around the world, you know, working with Louisiana alligator and sausage and stuff like that as they were preparing these just masterpieces.
I know
what they do.
I know Kelly Schultz, Chalmette Girl. I know Kelly Schultz, New Orleans and Company. I don't know about Kelly Schultz in the kitchen. Are you much of a chef?
Oh, my goodness. No, I am not. I'm one of the rare Louisiana women that do not know how to cook. But I'll tell you, that's okay, because I get to enjoy lots of other great food at restaurants and stuff that's prepared by people who do know how to cook. So
what's that old joke?
You do not want me in the kitchen.
A stove that flushes, huh?
Exactly.
What's interesting, too, about this pastry competition is that, and people that cook know this, that when it comes to pastry, that is really the science part of it, where this is a science experiment that you're doing, and it's not where you can add a little bit of this or a little bit of that or fix it with that. You better be on your game, or else it's not going to work. It's not going to happen.
Exactly. Every, you know, and this is why another reason our convention center is so great. I mean, they have to look at every single meticulous detail, like the temperature in the room and the amount of humidity in the room, and how that's going to interact with these incredible creations that the chefs are doing. And so they had so much fun here in New Orleans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
2024, and we're really excited to be able to bring them back next summer, and then to have it partner with the Louisiana Restaurant Association and do it at the same time as all of their partners and chefs are together is going to be a new twist.
So take us out, Kelly, New Orleans and Company. What else is on the menu? Pardon the pun, but what else are you guys looking at, anticipating, excited about?
Yeah, we're just working hard to finish 2025. This has been an unusual year, I'll tell you, and it's been kind of a tough year actually when it comes to tourism. But we're working hard to bring in these new events and keep the business coming. Of course. We've talked about Nola by Nola and Bocuse today, but every day we have conventions and meeting guests arriving in the city that we have brought here. So we've got some big meetings and conventions coming up in the fall, and we're just looking to head into 2026 strong.
Thank you, Kelly Schultz. I appreciate it. And people find out more about Nola by Nola, they do what?
They can go to neworleans.com.
Thank you, my friend. Have a good day.
Thanks, Tommy.
Good luck with the cooking, but again, I'm like you, I'd rather eat than cook. Kelly Schultz, Senior Vice President of Communications, Public Relations for New Orleans and Company. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Dr. Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast, about how do you walk the line between giving your kids some privacy and making sure they aren't falling down some kind of rabbit hole or being subject to some predator somewhere. And we'll also talk about adult kids as well. 922, grandkids, you name it. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL. 9:30 here on this Tuesday morning, joined by our friend Dr. Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. How you doing, Dr. Judy?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tommy?
I'm okay. How's everything in L.A. today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I'm kind of just astounded that we're at the last quarter of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, literally the last one fifth of the year.
Goes by quickly, doesn't it?
Really does.
Before,
especially when we don't have any weather patterns here. It's like, it's actually almost October.
Yeah, been there doing that. Especially with school starting in August as it did here because of hurricane season. I'm thinking it's like, Thanksgiving already. We're not even in October yet. Let's talk about kids and social media, because it's not only about parents, but it's about grandkids. Because back in the day, all a grandparent had to do was make sure the kid did the homework and kept them out of the trees or away from the dogs or the street or whatever. But now it's a completely different environment out there, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. I mean, there's obviously so many different things to think about. I know just based on being a parent of a young child myself, the conversations I'm having with other parents, with other grandparents, and it just feels like there's a lot more to manage maybe than when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
in a lot of different ways. Overwhelmed by all of the information about what you're supposed to do or not to do, and then just kind of fearing bad things happening to your child. I feel like that's been a bit more of a prevalent feeling than it has been in previous generations too.
So when it comes to what's going on in the child's head, because I've had discussions with pediatricians about this, and you're a clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, what's going on in these kids' heads when they're on social media? Are they getting dopamine hits? What's happening here?
Yeah, so there's a lot of research about how, especially in younger brains, our executive function parts of our brain are not very well developed. And so those parts of the brain are really requiring a lot more attention, a lot more thoughtfulness in terms of how we approach working with them every single day. And when you give kids too many quick hits, it actually disrupts their executive function development.
And that does happen when they're on the phone, right? Whether it's social media or a game or whatever it is, that's what's going on in the brain, the dopamine hits?
Exactly. And it's kind of in an unnatural way is what some of the research has been finding. And I'm so sorry, our toddler just woke up here.
That's okay.
Hey, Luca. Hey, Luca. So essentially, what happens is when there is a social media hit of any kind, whether it's a ping or here's a message, you're getting that hit repeatedly too quickly, as opposed to more natural rewards where it might be more gradual, it might not be as high, and then your brain starts getting dulled to the rewards of natural events that are supposed to bring them happiness, like having a good meal, having a fun play date. You know, your brain just doesn't fire those reward hormones quite as quickly. And because dopamine is both a reward hormone and a signal hormone, every time you experience it, your brain is clocking it as, oh, this is something that feels good, and I want to feel this again. So it's remembering what you did to get this particular feeling, which, of course, in this case, is doing something with a quick hit on social media. So then you become more motivated to reach for your phone the next time.
And what I think is interesting about this is we're talking about the brain itself of a 10 to 12-year-old where things like TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, it impacts their brain differently than it would an adult, right?
Exactly. And I think this is part of the, you know, PSA about social media and how much use it really should be. And we have to remember that these platforms, and so they want to be able to make it as enticing as possible for you to spend more time on the platform. As an adult, of course, there are some pros and cons of that as well, but especially in children, this is why there's so much talk about limiting screen time, and that doesn't include just social media. Of course, it includes just all screen time, and there's a reason for that, because in younger brains, the lengthier their time, the potentially more adverse the outcomes, especially in a developing brain, especially in things like executive function we just talked about, but also emotional control. So being able to regulate your own emotions, being able to calm yourself down when you're stressed, using different methods to calm yourself down that might be more healthy than thinking that maybe if I just watch TikTok for 2 hours, that's going to make me feel better about my life. You and I have talked about this before, Tommy, but in terms of the emotional regulation piece, kids have been heard to, you know, get violent with their parents when they're not violent children, when their parents take away the device as a consequence for bad behavior. So it's becoming a bit of a bigger problem, I think, over time.
So we're talking about that so-called happy hormones, right? You're talking about oxytocin and dopamine. But what about when it's something on social media that's negative? What happens in the brain then?
Well, children are a lot, I guess it's really a lot harder for them to get their mind off of something once their mind is stuck on something as well. That's also a part of the, you know, executive function development. And so once you see something negative, an adult might be able to say, well, that was awful, but let me try to separate myself, walk away, do what I need to do next, a little bit easier than children, who will then just essentially spiral oftentimes after reading negative news. Not only are they much more prone to doom scrolling as well, but it's just harder for them to be able to shift focus in a way that is productive. So sometimes after children read really negative news, it will be hard for them to do other responsibilities for the day, go to school, do their homework, disengage themselves from that and interact with their family and friends and so forth.
So we're not talking about bullying or anything like that. We're just talking about a 10 to 12-year-old kid and what's going on inside of their brain with the hormones and the reaction to what they see on social media. This is when, and I'll put this in quotation marks, when everything's going well, right?
Right, exactly. And I think that especially in the 10 to 12-year-old, we have to remember too, that that's a very tough time for their identity development, for social development. Most times children will say that that's the hardest time when they you know, when they're struggling with feeling like they belong, struggling with making friends. So they're actually most vulnerable in many ways, just in terms of their brain development, but also just in terms of social development, identity development, things that we expect them to be working through during that age range. It's already hard enough, and then, of course, this adds to the problem, too.
Somebody texted this in, and I think it's a pretty good question. With everything we've heard about as it relates to autism, has there ever been any research about social media and either its effect on autism or causation or anything like that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't think that there has been any robust research linking social media and autism in terms of, for example, increasing risk for certain behaviors. However, I would say that some individuals who might struggle with social interactions, and that's not just autism spectrum, mm-hmm. but just in general, people who might feel a little more...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Uncomfortable in certain social settings, there is an increased risk of becoming more addicted to social media because it's a way for them to get some kind of social interaction that feels comfortable for them.
So it could be good, could be bad?
Yeah, I think that some of it, I'm so sorry, he's having a little bit of a little tantrum.
We
right
can
now,
barely hear him. That's your problem. I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's good. Oh, actually, that's good.
Hey, Dr. Judy?
Social media, I think.
Mine's 29. That's your problem. Sorry.
but I was just going to say, you know, kids who struggle with social interactions, as I mentioned, the pros and cons are sometimes they, you know, get a little bit of that social modeling or social interaction from social media. It helps them. But then in other risk factors, they may actually have a more difficult time connecting in real life, even more so if they become reliant on social media for their social needs. And of course, we know that that's not a complete solution. I don't want to say that social media is completely horrible. We try to have a balanced conversation about, of course, there are pros as well. But when people become overly reliant on it, it can sometimes slow or stunt their development in real life in terms of their social skills and social cognition.
Somebody texted in about finding their identity, and I you know, we'll pick that up when we come back, but I always thought that it would be tough for a child to be an actor because in my head, when I was a kid, I was still trying to figure out who I am and what I'm, you know, what my personality is and what I'm like, as opposed to now all of a sudden I'm Johnny who has a parent that's an alcoholic or whatever. Well, wait a minute. Now that's the role, but that's not really me. And we'll talk about the role of social media and all of that as well when we come back. Our guest, Dr. Judy Ho, clinical forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast, problems with dopamine and oxytocin hits when everything's going well on social media, no bullying or anything else. So you have to watch that and make sure that you don't overdo it. But it is a part of life. And also somebody texted in about grandchild, 2 years old, constantly on the phone. I don't know at what point cognitive skills kick in for kids where they're aware of this or that or the other thing. But we'll find out when we come back. 940 traffic now, WWL. 9:45, quarter till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Dr. Judy Ho, clinical forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast, about giving your kids some privacy, but yet making sure they aren't going down rabbit holes. And we were talking about 10 to 12-year-olds, but let me go back before we go forward, Dr. Judy, and that is when it comes to somebody texting in about a grandkid on a phone 2 years old.
Can you build me a fireman car?
Oh, really?
Did you hear that? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. He made a good point.
Oh, my gosh.
All points are good here. We accept all points. No, but really, when it comes to 2 years old or however old Luca is and on the phone, at what point do they become aware? Do we know when they become aware of what they're watching, what they're seeing? Because you could stumble upon anything, right?
Right. So absolutely. So this is kind of interesting because I was watching, well, so Luca's unbelievably Tommy. Luca's almost four. Mm. And we let him watch YouTube Kids, right? So mm-hmm. it's supposed to be kind of more, obviously, more censored, more filtered, et cetera. But unbelievably, the other day, I saw that he was watching a video of a plane crash on YouTube Kids. Mm. Yeah. And I mean, it was a simulated one, right, with a toy. But I mean, literally the title says, look at this plane crash. And it was like supposed to simulate a true plane crashing, mm-hmm. like with, you know, pretty realistic backgrounds and everything like that. I'm like, how is this okay to be on YouTube? So in terms of monitoring, I think that clearly you can't just trust that a platform says it's safe for kids. Sometimes maybe the material still is not very appropriate. And you don't want to go completely down a rabbit hole. You don't want to be so stress that you don't let them do anything. And most parents of young children will say, yeah, of course, you know, be great for my kids to have no screen time, but that's just not possible because sometimes we need to do chores or adults want to talk to one another. And then you turn on some TV, some YouTube for them so that they can just do that while you do what you need to do.
Well, and it is their world, right, Dr. Judy, that they're going to be growing up and living in?
Of course. Of course. So if you can't totally shield them from it, it's going to be part of their lives, as you mentioned. I mean, my child is better at navigating YouTube than some adults are, right? Because mm-hmm. of their familiarity growing up in this generation. So I think the best thing you can do is just think about in your household or for you, what are the most important ground rules and what makes the most sense for you in terms of safe consumption and okay consumption in terms of even time, duration, time of day, context. And then, of course, check their feed, check their history, do what you can to monitor them as much as you can. But also, mistakes might happen along the way. You know, you might stumble on something where you're like, oh, I wish they didn't watch that. But try your best to just turn that into an educational opportunity and think about how you might prevent that the next time. It's not really going to be foolproof. It's kind of like you have to learn as you go along.
So what are some signs that maybe your teenager, your grandson, granddaughter, whatever, whoever it is in your life is maybe going down the wrong path or having a problem with social media?
I think if they're starting to do this at the exclusion of almost all other activities, that would be one very important sign. A second very important sign would be if they essentially become extremely emotionally dysregulated anytime you try to take the device away.
So, of course, they might protest a little bit. They might complain. And especially if the children are younger, but I would say for all children, it's important to give them a warning like, OK, 5 more minutes and then we're going to take that away, or 5 more minutes and we're going to start cleaning up. If you just yank it out of their hands, that's never going to be received well. But if you've given them sort of that proper countdown and they still just can't regulate themselves after you take the device from them, they throw a tantrum, they start throwing things, they start screaming at you. That would be another very important sign. If they start to isolate themselves a lot, they're not interacting socially with the family or with their friends, and you're noticing that they're spending more and more time with their device, that might be another concern. And then, of course, any other overt signs of depression, anxiety, or just looking like they're really stressed, that would be another important sign, because we do know that sometimes excessive social media consumption can lead to an increased risk for depression and anxiety. And that is especially the case for preteen and teen girls. It happens across the gender, but it is most significant in the age range of 8 to 16 in females.
How do you address that as a parent? And I understand, you know, theoretically you say, well, we just have a discussion about social media. But what do you tell them? I mean, what do you ignore the fact that Janie down the street thinks you're ugly, or ignore the fact that this one doesn't like your hair, or that or the other thing?
Yeah, of course, it's hard to ignore, and you can't ignore it because that's the context that they've grown up in, and they're living this situation right now.
Which it always was. So there always were mean girls, but now it's to the nth extreme, right? An instant?
Right. It's so easy, right? Because
and
you're hiding behind the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And it could even be strangers. It could be in platforms you're not even aware of, right? Social media is the most common one, but, you know, it could be chat rooms and video games. I mean, there's just so many ways in which this can happen. And so I think what's important is that you acknowledge that reality, right? It's not like, oh, just don't pay them any mind. Or, well, if you weren't on social media, you wouldn't have seen that. It's like, well, that's just impossible, right? Because,
well, and that's not going to salve any hurt feelings at all. That's not going to help that.
Right, exactly. And also, even if you're trying to stay off social media, your friend might say, hey, so-and-so posted this about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just impossible. So you have to just recognize that this is their reality. I would say, to the best of your ability, treat it as if they were being teased or bullied in the actual school, because obviously you can relate to that. You know that it happened, even if it's not to you. Back in the day on the playground, things happen to other kids that way. And most of us have witnessed it, if not experienced it. And just recognize that this is basically just like any other form of bullying, except sometimes it can even be worse. Acknowledge that that's painful. And then really just ask them, you know, how can you help them? Sometimes it's really helpful just to have an open-ended question like, well, is there anything I can do to help? You know, not necessarily go to the school. Maybe they're embarrassed. They don't want you to do that. Okay, but what else can I do to help you to feel better? And then I think really save the tips for safer social media use or ways to calm down towards the end of the conversation, because if you start that in the beginning, it can feel a bit like a lecture, right? So just let them open up to you. Let them express their feelings. And at the end, give them a couple of tips on how to manage social media a little bit better. Try to cheer them up. You know, spend more time connecting with them and don't give up on monitoring their social media, because it's just one of the things that we have to do now as parents and grandparents and caregivers. It's always got to be on our radar somehow.
Yeah, it's always something. Thank you, Dr. Judy. I appreciate your time. Take care, Luca.
Thank you,
Tom. No, you
have
will.
A good week.
You too. Dr. Judy Ho, clinical forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. We're going to take a break. We'll find out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.